South African police today moved in on several hundred squatters who had taken over a parcel of barren land northeast of Johannesburg. On Tuesday, the government won a court order giving the squatters 48 hours to leave, but the squatters have insisted they have nowhere else to go. NPR's Kenneth Walker is at the squatters' camp near the town of Bredell. Describe what's happening today.
Well, the police have arrived in force. They have helicopters flying ahead, hundreds of riot uniformed police officers, and they've hired a private security company the government has to begin dismantling the shacks that these people had erected. When they first got here about 2 weeks ago, more than about 20,000 people actually rushed to this site to build impromptu housing. Today, most of the people have gathered in the center of the encampment, and the police have chosen to start at the edge, demolishing the shacks and working their way toward the center. The leaders of the people there have told them when the police arrive there, which we expect will be maybe 3 hours away, that they should just sit on the ground and not move, a form of passive resistance.
And the police are pretty noisy about it, too.
Yes. I think the police do not want a confrontation here, and the leaders of the people here, the land invaders, say they don't want one either. But there are some very angry people here, What's left are mainly women and young children. They claim they have no place else to go, prefer jail. There's shelter and food there.
So who owns the land?
The land is owned by two government organizations and two white farmers. A power line runs through the middle of it, and a fuel pipeline is buried underneath it. But otherwise, it's barren, windswept, dusty, and these days, in the middle of this South African winter, very cold.
What provoked the squatters to take over the land 2 weeks ago?
Actually, the people have been squatting on this land for more than 6 months. The rush came 2 weeks ago when one of the political parties, the Pan-Africanist Congress, decided to, they say, help local community leaders deal with a serious homelessness problem. So they identified this land, which they believed at the time was entirely government-owned, and urged the people to come here for 25 rand, about $3 a plot. And 20,000 people took them up on it. And there are just these shacks that cover the whole plain and up on the hill in the far side of this this area.
When the African National Congress assumed power 7 years ago, it promised to transfer land to blacks. What's happened to that promise?
Well, whites, the white minority here, about 13% of the population, own 87% of the land. That's about the percentage they owned in 1994 when apartheid officially ended. The government, after several years of delay and inaction, revised its land redistribution program and has sharply accelerated it in the last year, but many people say that's not enough, that they have to come up with some radically new procedures to get land to people in a very fast, much faster way.
NPR's Kenneth Walker in Bredell, South Africa.